Welcome back to the show. This is Antoine Araldi, recording Creative and Passionate. So we'll get started. This is my first solo episode where I'm going to talk to you more about when it's okay to quit and how to get better results in your career, in your business, in your life when you do actually quit on something. Let me explain why, because you may be at a stage right now where you're trying a lot of different things and you're not too sure if it's worth pursuing or if you want to change directions and things like that. So at the end of the day, it's really about knowing like what you want and what are your goals. Without goal setting properly, it's going to be very difficult for you to have a career that is stable financially and also stable for you in terms of your creativity as well. And this is a show about creativity and passion. So it's also about knowing if you're still passionate about what you're doing, if you're less passionate about something that you're doing, maybe think of alternatives in the long run, because you can always gain new skills and start having a passion for something else. Because the interesting thing about life is that you can like more than one thing. So if you're passionate about sales, you're passionate about art, you're passionate about music, right? You're allowed to be passionate with more than one thing, but it's best to keep a focus on one thing. And if that one thing is no longer serving you, then it's best to go into the alternatives. So let's say it would be sales and you're not interested in sales anymore, then maybe it's a career in music. Maybe it's a career that you're going to be creating for yourself, really depending on what you want to do. So this is really different for everyone. It's not a one size fits all. So it's really about knowing what you want to do and when you want to do it as well, because you can change directions as much as you like, but it's also best to focus on one thing so that you're not always quitting because you haven't tried something long enough, if that makes sense. By trying all these different things, you will eventually come to a point where you'll say, like, this is my path to earning income, right? This is my path to doing this. Or I want to do this on the side, like I want to record like an album. Let's say you want to record an album or write a book, or you want to start a podcast. You can actually do that on the side, but you don't have to quit your job, or you don't have to quit your business, or whatever you're working on right now. You don't have to quit your school. No one's talking about quitting anything right here. It's really just about knowing what direction you want to go into and how to do it, how to be strategic about it, how to connect with the right people. How to meet the right people. So basically it could be as simple as going for lunch with someone if you want to know more about their business, or if you want to catch up with an old friend, ask them like, hey, what are you doing today, right? Ask them, be curious about what others are doing, and people are going to be curious about what you're doing as well. So it's really when you care about someone, other people care about you too. So it's a really simple way of thinking. And it's also a great way of saying like, hey, like I want to try new things this year. It's a brand new year. I'm ready to take these new challenges. And I've learned a lot in the last year. And just by going about that way, you can actually come to conclusions and create a new hypothesis for yourself of knowing what your outcome will look like, what your desired outcome is. And to also reflect on that, like, if you're not too certain what your desired outcome looks like right now, then write on a piece of paper, what does the ideal life look like for you? Or how much income are you wanting to bring every single quarter, right? All these different things. And that can be done whether it's your own business, someone else's business. There's so many different opportunities, I would say, that don't limit yourself to what you think is out there. Because something that you really enjoy, let's say you really enjoy doing sales, you can do sales for someone else's company. So if you have a good friend and that person wants a closer, well, you could close their sales. Like, that's not a traditional like 9-to-5 job, but that's something you could do 9-to-5. It's just you'd be doing that at home or in a remote office. So that's really some things you would need to better understand yourself. Like, what do you really want? And like, who can you team up with to do it with? Is it a company that is outside of your home? Is it your own company? Is it someone else's company, right? There's all these different vehicles right now that are out there that you can actually go and work for. So you don't have to limit yourself. You don't have to say like, hey, well, I really need to quit my job. And if you do have to quit your job, make sure that you already have a new job, whether that's your own business, whether that's your friend's business, whether that's a new job you got an interview for before. And so you have all these options right now, and that's really what's going to set the record straight. You're really going to be able to know what it is that you want in your life, in your career, in your path. So this is why it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's really about knowing what you want and when you want it, and how much are you willing to do to get that opportunity. Are you going to go have lunch with everyone from the organization? Are you going to talk with as many people as possible that have connections to that company or to that opportunity, to that training? So it's really different. It's a case by case. It's really like everyone's different. So this episode may help you and it may not help you at the same time, because like I said, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's really about knowing yourself first. So just being self-aware of who you are and where you're at right now and what you can do this week or today or whenever you're listening to this episode, what can you do to get to that next level, to get to that goal, right? How to achieve that goal without second-guessing your skills, because at the end of the day, we all have skills that we want to basically show them off. So that's why we have these skills. We want to show them off. We want to show people how talented we are with these skills. And that's really what we want to do at the end of the day. We really would just want to give the perspective to another company, our own business, maybe our own podcast, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter what the outlet is. It just matters that we have skills and it's worth pursuing.